Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Among the so many examples of dishonesty and flip-flopping hypocrisy in American politics, the best example now in the news is Mitt Romney, the new U.S. Senator from the state of Utah, once the governor of Massachusetts and the Republican nominee for President of the United States. Mitt Romney, the poster politician for testing wins before casting votes, for saying something one day and exactly the opposite the next. During his just-ended successful campaign for the Senate, Mitt Romney said that America's number one foe in the world is Russia, and that Vladimir Putin is, quote, an evil enemy, a threat to our national security. And he promised, Romney did, that if elected to the Senate, there will be no way he will ever vote to lift American sanctions on Russia until Putin curbs his hostility toward the U.S. Then Romney was elected and sworn in, and immediately cast a vote to lift American sanctions on a Russian oligarch pal of Putin. And you wonder why in public opinion polls between 17% and 20% of Americans believe in and trust the U.S. Congress? Between 71% and 75% don't. The likes of Mitt Romney, that's why. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.